Who would like to intro today? It may come with a special perk that I want to pitch you guys.
What?
Well, if you have a pick, why don't you intro?
Well, I think one of you guys should intro. It's not a bad thing. You guys will like it.
All right. I'll intro. Hello and welcome to episode 37 of the DGEN 101 podcast. I'm Rob. I'm here with Logan, James, and Jason. Say hello, boys.
Hello, boys.
No.
I
Logan has promised me a reward for introing this episode, so I'm hoping it lives up to the hype. Otherwise, I'm gonna have to hunt him down like a wild animal.
You are a very good boy. So what
No,
the
you're the animal,
reward
not me. Come
is.
on.
So, well, speaking like interrupting is actually kind of on topic here because my idea, our outros are kind of a mess, right?
It's
They're
like our
full of
brand,
everyone
dude.
saying different things,
Our outros are
interrupting
perfect.
things. No, so here's my idea. I hate our outros personally. As
You
much as
watch
Jason
your
wants to put a
whore
podcast on
mouth.
mute,
You watch your
Dude,
whore mouth. It's
our
you guys are
fucking
more.
brand. Come on.
We'll get into this in a second, but you guys are more mad at me about that than Jason saying our podcast should be on mute.
Yeah, that was
But
really funny.
That was hilarious.
it was really funny, but my God. Anyways, so my suggestion is whoever does the intro, they can't do the outro, but they get to pick who does the outro for the episode. So they get the special privilege of picking whoever they want to do the outro. Between the four of us, obviously. And that person gets to do the outro uninterrupted, get to say whatever they want. And I think that'd be a fun little game we can play every episode.
You're just trying
All
to
right.
make it so we
He's
don't
trying
piss you off
to
at the end of the episodes.
No, he's trying to pass off work onto other people.
He's delegating.
He's like a manager or something. He's like middle management.
Yeah. Wait, if he's middle management, who's upper management? Like, who's his boss?
Craig, obviously.
Wait, no, Craig's the unpaid intern.
Well, he's also the boss. You know how CEOs are like multiple companies? Craig is simultaneously the CEO of DGEN 101 and the unpaid intern.
So it's like he won't cut himself a salary, but like he'll like put like his house as collateral and take out a loan.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. All right.
I was just trying to find a way to spice up the outro and make it a little more fun
Make it a little more
and a little more
coherent. Yeah, no,
entertaining.
I agree with this statement, Logan. I agree with the statement. This is a good idea, and it'll make our outros coherent.
Yeah. So are we doing this then?
James, you're gonna start doing it for us. Actually, you know what,
Well,
Logan? You're gonna do it. You're gonna
no,
do our
we choose it
outro.
every each we choose it every episode. You decide at the end.
Well, I
So I'm
decided right now, and I'm not gonna change my mind.
I mean that's fine, but like the idea is like if someone's like annoyed throughout the episode and they like don't want to talk, and you can be like, all right, you're doing the outro,
Yeah,
and
right. Fair
things like
enough.
Can we have it be like performance based? Like if you do something like really cool on the podcast, you get a star, and then whoever has the most stars at the end of the
I need a
episode gets to
report
do the
card at the end of the
outro.
episode. With...
that's up to whoever intros the episode.
I need a report card at the end of the
You can
episode.
do
That's what I
whatever you
need.
can do whatever criteria you want to do.
All right.
It is up to you, homie.
That's fantastic.
And then, like, if you say
So,
something bad on the podcast, you can get your star taken away,
if you
and
say a
like
slur,
miss out on
you get
reads.
your you get your star immediately removed.
Who's saying slurs besides
Yeah.
James? I say slurs at
Whoa,
the
no.
Why the fuck did you give him that nickname again? I have to say,
Because he
the other day when
sounded
we were
back.
recording the,
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't.
Oh.
No. The other day when we're recording the draft picks
Some drafts.
that are you know, either you should
We're gonna
go
talk about
watch
that in a
them
second,
now,
actually. Well, if they're probably not out yet, to be fair.
if they're up, if not, be hold you know, hold your horses and be ready for that. But the whole
Appreciate the
time we're
attempt.
recording of this, shut up. This is what you're doing the outro. The whole time we're recording this. Fucking James's name on here is James I Say Slurs, and I'm like, what? I didn't address it, and I was just like, you know what? This there's something. Someone's gonna say something, and it's not gonna be me.
So how that happened, me and James were in a call way before you guys, and we were talking about something or whatever. And I think I said something about, oh yeah, someone was saying slurs to me or something like that, right? And James said, yeah, they don't, he said, I forgot what the whole conversation was, but eventually he goes, yeah, they don't call me James, I say slurs, man, to go for nothing, or something like that. And I said, like, as a joke. And I was like, I'm changing your Discord into that. And he goes, please don't. And I said, fine, I won't. And then I waited about 5 minutes and changed it. And then and he didn't realize the entire time.
Wow.
So that was
the whole fucking story, huh?
Yeah, that's it. It was a throwaway line that James was trying to be funny with that I ran with. But I actually wanted to get into talking about doing some like due diligence in business. A couple things we do have coming out. By now, the video game draft is out and ready to go for you to watch. It's pretty fun to see where we ranked a bunch of things when we couldn't pick someone else's pick. It got a little wild. It got a little crazy. Some things were picked way too early and fucked over everyone else's drafts.
On purpose, because that was Logan's whole bit for doing that.
Yeah.
That was your whole selling point to me. You're just like, you can just screw over other people. I'm just like, I just want to choose what I want. Fun. I'm just like, you know what? Yeah. Let's pick the most, like, the top three most popular games of all time immediately.
Yeah, that was really funny. Me and you were very adversarial toward each other the entire time.
Oh, yes.
You guys are always like that towards each other.
Shut up, always. James.
That one was bad. Rob is the biggest one to just be like, shut the fuck up to everybody.
Yeah.
But
I don't mean it. I mean, I do, but like, I don't mean it. You know what I mean? I don't mean it, but yeah. I do.
Shut the fuck up, Rob. Hey,
man, that hurts.
I don't mean it. It's fine.
How's it feel? It hurts, bro. Yeah. It hurts.
It's just a prank, bro.
Shut the fuck up.
So with that, we have two more drafts coming out that I'm very excited for. The first one being the Scrocious or draft we talked about earlier.
Hold on. What the fuck were those words? Try that again.
Grocery store draft. There I said you go. Grocery store graph first at first, and then I corrected. Yeah, I had a mini stroke. It's fine. sleep. It's told you guys this. Yeah, little baby one.
It's okay.
So,
it's healthy.
We did that. That was a lot of fun. There were some themes to it. We had a lot of fun doing that one. That one, like I said, might be out now. It might not be. Probably won't be, if I were to guess. But look out for that in the next few weeks, probably.
Said, hell no.
He said, no. I'll probably get to it.
This comes out next week. So.
So then I'll probably be
we're a week ahead.
Probably be ready then the following right week this. I could get it done.
Yeah. So look out for that soon. But then the one that probably take a little bit longer, and the one I'm most excited for, is we did a combo draft, which we basically just were in teams, and one person picked an item, and the teammate had to pick something to go with it. And it might be the most unhinged piece of content we've ever made.
It was so good.
So funny. I'm not going to spoil anything from it. You have to go watch it, but it is the funniest thing we've ever made. And I'm trying not to spoil anything with it, but I highly recommend it because it gets out of hand real quick. So check that will be out soon. So be sure to check that out whenever that comes out. Well, obviously when it's out, we'll kind of let you know. But we also have a brand new logo that we found out about probably 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So. Here it is. It's in the thumbnail, obviously, but like, you know, this is a new design, which means, boys, I think we are officially starting season two. This is it. This is season two.
36 episode season one. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, like if you ever go to Disney, like some shows have like super long seasons and then they'll have like a 12 episode season. Then we'll have like 46.
It's like One Piece or the first season is 1,100 episodes.
See, our seasons are going to be determined by the year, which would be when we decide we're in the next season. And so I think this is a good time to say we're in season two. It's still episode 37 of the podcast, but now just season two.
What changes do you hope we make in season two?
I hope our outros are more coherent.
What's the next arc?
Air your grievances out now.
What's the next arc we're going to go on?
I don't know. Do you guys want to start committing crimes or something? Like tax fraud?
Tax fraud.
It is tax season.
Do you know what we do? You know those YouTube channels that are like those dads who like show you how to do stuff like if you never had a dad?
Yeah, it's like here's, do, how, here's how you yeah. like, fill air in your tire or some shit. Like,
yeah, we do that, but for like really petty crimes.
Here's how you steal a pear out of a freestanding grocery stand.
Here's how to go into the changing room and walk in with the clothes you bought to try on and leave. God. What here's you do, you son, is you tuck the you tuck the tag into your
big
pants.
Box stores.
Okay, Jason's actually giving crime advice.
He is.
But then it escalates. Like one day, it's like, all right, here's how to hotwire and break into a car, and then the next one, just a very simple, like, here's how to jaywalk.
Here's how to sneak.
Just very like.
Here's how to sneak. Just escalates. In movie theater.
That's not even Fall a crime. By.
I know, that's the point. That's the point.
That's the point.
Yeah.
The point
yeah.
is that one's not even a crime.
Hey, guys. Hey, it's Logan. It's been 2 weeks since we talked about the map podcast, or the map presentations. You guys has did get any work on those?
Wait, has it?
Yeah.
No.
I thought it was...
Yep.
I thought wow, it was last week that we talked about
that's
that.
How... But 14 no. days goes by quick.
What?
That's a whole fortnight.
Yep. Yep. So, you guys do any work on the map presentations, or...?
I'll be honest, this week has been fucking dumb, so I haven't done shit yet.
I haven't done anything.
Yet.
Yet.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Gotcha.
I was planning on doing stuff, I promise. But just... I
what about you, James?
No.
Did you forget about it? Did you forget about it?
No.
You're goddamn right I did.
Yeah, I know you. I know. This is why I tell you to set alarms for things, because I know you'll forget about it in about 2 hours.
Wait. Excuse me. Jesus Christ, that was crazy.
So, I don't know if you guys have a lot to talk about today?
I have a little bit to talk about, but not a lot of it.
Gotcha. Well, what do you want to get to first? I got a couple things.
Yeah, a couple things. You wanna start something off, and I'll
yeah.
you know, I'll follow you up.
Well, get my thoughts. So obviously, okay, I'll start off with an awkward interaction I had at 7-Eleven the other day. Who the fuck is watching TikToks?
You didn't hear anything.
Put your fucking earbud in, bro. Come on,
I turned the volume down. I turned the volume down. And then
how about you put the
it
phone
didn't
down.
Work.
Logan,
turn the volume down and it didn't work.
James just showed me a sticky note that says make that presentation that he's going to put on his desk and not notice for the next 14 days.
It's oh, dude. Off the bottom of my monitor.
Nah, dude. All right. I have sticky notes that I do the same thing with. I put it somewhere and then I'll be like, I had a sticky note here somewhere. It wasn't important. Do the exact same thing. I know what's going to happen.
Anyways, if I have the full attention of the audience now,
maybe like
and the co-host apparently
86% of it. That's about it.
Yeah, fair enough. So I was at 7-Eleven, right? And I was just buying a couple things. It's actually when I got the Liquid Death energy drinks to try, which were, you know, I like the orange one was my favorite, but the rest of them were just kind of okay.
The orange one is your favorite?
What did you try? I tried them all.
All of them.
I think I'd rank them like the orange one, then the blue one, the strawberry one, and then the mystery one was my least favorite. I hated the mystery one. Thought it was bad. It was like cherry.
It is
I didn't
cherry.
Like it at all. Yeah, I didn't like
it. It's cherry cream.
Yeah, I wasn't into it.
I actually find that one to be the best. I like that one.
I think I had a really bad aftertaste, but like the orange or blue one, I definitely drink. But so I was getting those, right? And there's a line, and there's a guy in front of me who's trying to pay, like, with an EBT card, right? But he's having issues where it's not going through. Which, I mean, I don't know if that was related to, you know, government issues or whatever the fuck, because I know there's been issues with those kind of things. But he wasn't getting it to go through, right? He's getting kind of angry. And the cashier at the 7-Eleven looks like he's a bit newer. And... I have a very expressive face, as you guys probably know, right?
Yes.
And so he keeps looking, he looks over at me because I'm next in line and I'm just kind of looking around, trying not to be, you know, look annoyed, even though I was pretty annoyed because this is going on like 5 minutes at this point. And the cashier looks at me, and I kind of just give him one of these looks where I kind of just, like, raise my eyes and my eyebrows. And I just kind of widen my eyes. And the cashier starts laughing but trying to hold it in, and I start giggling trying to hold it in.
And oh, my God.
The guy is still angry. And then the cashier keeps looking at me, and I keep fucking making faces, not realizing I'm making faces because I just kind of do that naturally. And we're both giggling, and then the fucking guy is starting to, like, you know, get really mad, and the cashier's like, hey, man, don't blame it on me. It's not my fault. And then he looks over at me again, and we both start giggling. The guy finally pays for his stuff and gets out of there. I walk up, and the 7-Eleven cashier goes, dude, I was trying so hard not to laugh, and I kept looking at your face and was breaking. Like, what the fuck? Why did you keep going eyes wide? And I was like, I'm sorry, dude. And we're just both laughing the entire time while I'm in paying for the stuff. We just can't stop giggling about it.
Oh, my God.
It was two grown men laughing at a face, my face specifically. And while some guy was frustrated, it was surreal.
So you're going to go back there? You're going to hang out with him?
Maybe you find out. He might be your new best
friend. That happened on the 14th. I have not gone back.
Well, you should go back.
He's longing.
He's waiting for you, dude.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess we're buddies now.
It's things like that that make us the best friends. Literally just the dumbest shit. And then it's just like, we're friends forever now. Fuck you.
He's definitely the cashier that just doesn't give a fuck, because he was just like, hey, man, don't fucking get mad at me.
I mean, he's a cashier at 7-Eleven. Do you think he really gives a shit at all?
Yeah, I don't think I know probably any not. Cashier at 7-Eleven that gives a fuck.
Probably not.
In fact, any like gas station in general, I don't think I know a cashier that gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a little awkward interaction, but I have those, like, more frequently than not, just because I'm just an awkward person who has a very expressive face. And so people will talk to me and like tell me shit, or just, you know, have things like that happen. And that happens all the time to me. So
that's pretty funny.
Do you remember the conversation, James, we had when we went to Waffle House or whatever in Ohio, and I was wearing the fucking Silly Goose sweatshirt that I have, and I got into like a fucking 5-minute conversation with the cashier about it because she really liked it. And it was just like, and like fucking, we were super tired and Jacob was so annoyed during it.
I vaguely remember this.
Yeah. I'm just very, I think people think I'm approachable. And I don't want to be sometimes, but you know, it has its moments, I suppose.
You put on your mean mug.
Yeah.
I don't have a mean face. I really don't.
Well, then get a mean mug. Just a mug that you just carry around. Just don't talk to me. Or, I'm mean.
What if I get a mean, the scene from Thor where he smashes his mug and goes another one?
No spoilers.
That's a spoiler for the combo draft, potentially,
what
maybe.
What a guy.
Yeah, so.
Says no spoilers also, and then casually drops a spoiler.
Yeah, we'll make a reference. But another thing that happened the other day is there's a lot of good anime coming out. And especially now that they're fucking a new Dragon Ball Super arc.
They're fucking a new Dragon Ball Super?
All right. Sorry. Thank you for watching episode 3.
Rob, you can finish my story. Go ahead. You finish it.
No, I just the way you said it. They're making a new Dragon Ball Super. They're making another season of Dragon Ball Super. They're making another thing for it.
So what happened with Dragon Ball Super, right, is that it was anime original for a long time, and then they started making a manga for it that caught up, and then it just continued the story after. So Dragon Ball Super stopped after the Tournament of Power arc. But now it's coming back with this new arc that they have from the manga, which is probably the best arc in the entire series for Dragon Ball Super, at least. So they're animating that. That's coming out in the fall. And then they're also remaking the Beerus movie and making it like actually look better. That also comes out in the fall. So we're getting two Dragon Ball things this fall. A new game. DLC for Sparking Heroes. I am so fucking excited. Do you know how much the fucking Mexican cartel crime is going to go down when that season comes out?
Oh my God.
I don't think you guys understand.
I forgot the cartel literally loves Dragon Ball.
Dude, when the Tournament of Power was coming out weekly, the fucking Ultra Instinct episode, crime went down. There was no crime that day from the Mexican cartel. They were all watching the fucking Ultra Instinct episode, which is, by the way, so fucking hyped to watch that weekly.
It's like, honestly, it's honestly super awesome that, like, just the entire Mexican cartel is just super weeps. They're just really into Dragon Ball Z or Dragon Ball in general.
You guys gotta look at on Dragon Ball, dude. The shit, like, it has its, you know, dull moments, but God, that shit is so hype. That the entire cartel stops doing crime.
I can do like 30 episodes of like Goku and Vegeta just like staring at each other while they power up.
Okay,
I don't know if I can do that.
Stereotype.
Listen, Jason, if we've slogged through One Piece, we can do anything.
Yeah, I was saying, you watch One Piece. Yeah,
but the
you
manga, watch One the Piece, manga where it's way better than the anime, though.
But you've
the
watched
manga's
the anime.
Paced way better than the anime.
I haven't watched the
anime all
the way
through.
The
manga's also paced better in Dragon Ball.
That's fair.
But instead, they do a little bit more than just one chapter of manga an episode.
What?
Unlike a certain show named One Piece. That I know later seasons they only do like one chapter of manga an episode.
Yeah.
Which is
not great. You mean later season one, right?
Yeah, later in season one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 1,000 episodes
like the back half of season one.
Episode 500, it gets a little crazy.
No, that's not even midway through season one.
Mm. Yeah. But I'm very excited. I'm a huge Dragon Ball fan. So I'm very excited. And if you don't want to deal with pacing of an anime series, I mean, now that they're just following a manga, it's gonna be a lot better for Super, I think. And when it was an anime original, they didn't really have pacing issues. But you can always just watch the movies. They're just, you know, hour and a half versions of those stories. And those are always good ways to watch it. Like, you can watch, there's like the Beerus Saga movie, there's the Frieza movie for Super, and then they stopped doing movies. But for at least the Super series, they did other movies, like they did Superhero, which was really good. But yeah, I highly recommend those, but I'm very excited regardless. Oh god, I just had a lot of fucking mucus in the back of my throat. What the fuck? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, all right.
I'm losing it. Yeah, we're good.
You said big stuff.
I just talked too much.
You said big stuff for anime. Did you just mean Dragon Ball?
Oh no, because we're gonna at the same time we're getting Dragon Ball, we're getting the Naruto 30th anniversary, we're getting One Piece, and we're getting Bleach, which I don't like personally, but like people like Bleach. Those are all coming out at the same time.
Bleach is great, dude.
Bleach is fantastic.
I just wasn't a fan. Just wasn't a fan of what I watched. I can give another shot, but it's the anime is a lot of filler.
That's why you read the manga.
I have to read the manga.
That's why you read the manga, then, bro. Yep.
I haven't watched JoJo's at all yet, but I know we're getting Cannonball Run, which apparently is like the best arc or something like that coming out. Jujutsu Kaisen season 3 is coming out. Free Run season 2 is coming out right now. 2026 has been a great year for anime so far.
Fire Force season 3 part 2 is coming out.
Oh, is it? I need to watch Fire Force.
Dude, it's really good.
Yeah, I've been meaning to watch that for a while. I gotta still finish My Hero at some point. A lot of shit I gotta watch, so. What are you guys looking forward to watching in 2026?
I mean, I already listed one of them. Fire Force, yeah. Fire Force Season 3 Part 2. I've been waiting for that. You got Free Run Season 2. Hell yes. I don't think Dandadan Season 3 is probably coming out next year, right? I don't remember if it's coming. Probably next year.
Probably.
They just finished Season 2 like late last year.
But, it might be like an early 2027.
Yeah, if anything. Which, I mean, fucking take all the time to fucking forge that show into gold. That is such a fucking good anime. Oh my god.
It's fantastic.
I fucking love Dandadan.
Have you guys watched any ReZero at all?
No.
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 Ooh. Obviously it has its moments of being a isekai, another world type anime. But it does fucking hit. I haven't watched season 3 yet, but the first two seasons, it's pretty good. I like it a lot. Same with, I don't know if we're getting season 2s of any of these, but I liked Viral Hit a lot when that was coming out. That was really good. Highly recommend that one. It's a show where the main character can be really cringy at times because he's, you know, very, like, a loser character getting strong and winning fights and shit like that, or fighting people. Mm. It's all about content creation, and his whole thing is that he fights to post on YouTube and get money so he could pay for his mom's like fucking cancer treatments or whatever. It's really interesting. And it hits hard. I hope that gets season two. I don't know if it's going to. I hope that they'll probably never get a season two because I'm sure the fucking company that made it's gonna die is Zom 100. Oh, that will never fucking. Dude, the show was so good, but goddamn, was it in anime hell for so long.
Mm-hmm.
If that had a decent release schedule,
that'd have been way bigger than it was.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Like, it was so, like the first, like, 9 episodes were so fucking good. The last 3 were kind of whatever for me. But, god, man, I remember that show, showing you guys that show when it was coming out, and it was so good.
Dude, I've gone back and watched that on my own, just because I wanted something good to watch.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Dude, the fucking episode with the shark that has the legs coming out, and he fights him with the battery. Oh, god, it was so beautiful.
That was
fucking
cool. That was really
the opening sequence. The opening dance sequence was great. Like, that whole show is so good. You know what we need to do? I know we said we're gonna like watch Always Sunny and stuff when we hang out after this, but what we should do first? We gotta show James fucking Evangelion. It's time.
Yeah,
he's gotta be punished. He needs to know. Now, my question, I think I've asked this to you guys. Do we show him the last 2 episodes of the actual anime, or do we just skip those and go to the movie? Because those last 2 episodes are retconned by the movie. Because they were so bad, they made a movie to fix the ending.
I think we have to force them to watch them because they're so bad.
I'd rather have a full-on original experience and then get what you guys got with the retcon.
I mean, I watched the whole thing the whole way through because I...
All right.
At the time, I didn't know that the movie retconned the end. I was just I just kind of went into it. I didn't, like, look anything up.
Yeah, the movie is far better than the last 2 episodes of that show.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take in, though. It is,
See, because I heard something.
They've made a couple, like, in Genesis Evangelion, like, V-fucking-3 or whatever, movies that kind of retells part of the story.
Yeah.
I haven't seen those. Basically, when I lived with with Jacob, who we've mentioned on the show before, we were roommates, during COVID, we had nothing to do, so we watched a bunch of anime that we wanted to show each other. Mainly, he showed me, he showed me fucking, what was the one, I'm forgetting the name, but it's the anime with the girl that has, like, a half of a scissor sword thing.
Kill la Kill.
Kill la Kill, thank you, I couldn't remember the name. I was thinking Girl in the Gun, because it was made by the same studio. Kill la Kill's great. We binge-watched that in a day, and then we watched Evangelion in, like, 2 days, which we didn't watch the last 2 episodes. I've seen them. I didn't see them at that time, because we just watched up to 24 and then just went right into the movie, which the movie is a fucking trip, dude. It's something. It is a lot on your fucking mind, but, yeah, I think we gotta show James that. I think it's time. I think he needs to be broken.
Okay, so this is what I saw. I just had to look it up because I didn't know exactly what was going on. So I thought there was a new, like, obviously, as you said, there's like 3 or 4 different takes of Evangelion. But I thought there was another one coming out, and I'm wrong. It's a 13-minute animation. That's coming out at the Evangelion 30 Plus Festival.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, that's what gotcha. I was like, because I saw something was coming out as far as Evangelion, but I couldn't remember exactly what it was, and I didn't want to give false information.
That's fair. Yeah. What else is coming? There's a lot of stuff I don't watch. I know, like, we should talk about 2026 predictions for, like, gaming and shit like that. I mean, it'd be fun. We won't get Half-Life 3. That's my prediction.
I predict that we're going to get Half-Life 3.
Ooh, okay. Maybe
it's going to come out with the new Steam hardware.
I listened to a podcast that did some predictions. Different podcasts than what I usually listen to. And they were saying, like, yeah, with the new Steam hardware, they're going to announce that releases on the like 20th anniversary or whatever of the first Half-Life, and they're gonna release Half-Life 3 as like a day one release with it, which is probably a good idea. I think they probably should do that.
I mean, if they're gonna release it at all, that's probably the best time to do it.
A prediction. This was on like the Kinda Funny podcast. I believe it was. I just saw it as a recommendation. I just listened to it. They made a prediction because you know they're releasing a Halo Campaign Evolved by itself, which is just a remake of the first Halo on PlayStation for $40. They predicted they're going to release a multiplayer for it too a year later. That's also $40. So they're not charging $80 for a full game like everybody else, but they're giving you two different $40 things. So it's technically an $80 full game, which is awful, but I could totally see Microsoft doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes my brain hurt.
I hate it. Yeah.
Microsoft's business decisions make my brain hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have what's touted as the best deal in gaming, and then you fuck it up.
Yeah. It still might be the best deal in gaming, too, which is the sad part.
The best deal in gaming is just a pirate shit.
Okay. You know, honestly. I have a prediction.
What's that, Jason?
Either around the time of the release of the Super Mario Galaxy movie, or as the post-credit scene to the Super Mario Galaxy movie, we are going to get an announcement for Super Mario Galaxy 3.
I don't know if we're going to get Galaxy 3, but I wouldn't be surprised if we got, like, a Rosalina-based game.
I think instead of having a game tie-in, they're just going to full-on announce the fucking Super Smash Brothers movie. They're going to fucking go fucking full ham it. They're going to get all their fucking IPs together.
You're forgetting, though, that we're getting a Legend of Zelda movie next year.
Yep.
So I think they're going to wait and get a couple of those movies out before doing it.
Nope.
Well, the Zelda movies also all the casting live action.
And shit. Well, they're gonna, the Zelda movies, they're going to have
fucking Illumination Mario and live action Link duking it out. And cartoon fucking Pikachu.
Detective Pikachu.
Pikachu is actually a great.
They're gonna get all the fucking ones. They're gonna get it exactly how it's been in movies before.
I will say
exactly how it's gonna be really stupid. I think we're gonna get.
We're probably gonna get like a Zelda remake of some sort around the time that movie comes out. Probably like Majora's Mask or Ocarina of Time.
No, don't do that. Give us fucking Wind Waker and Twilight Princess fucking HD for the Switch too. Fuck you all. Give us them both.
We're not gonna get that because they're just gonna port them to NSO.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they did it, it would just be like the same as the Galaxy ports.
I would love that. I think that'd be fucking phenomenal. I want to play fucking Twilight Princess and Wind Waker on my Switch. I know you could play Wind Waker. Can you play Wind Waker? Yeah, you can play Wind Waker on NSO right now. Yeah. Yeah. Give me Twilight Princess, you cowards. And Colosseum and XD Gale of Darkness. Fucking give those. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Those are games that need to be remade.
Stop dragging
those
your goddamn feet.
Yeah, I'd love to see those games come out.
I mean, they're supposed to come out for NSO, but they're the last ones that in that trailer that are coming out yet. Because they showed off Luigi's Mansion, and now that's on there, too.
I think a prediction, the new Pokemon generation is going to be mediocre like the last couple.
People are going to have differing opinions than Logan does.
I feel like the last couple have all been kind of just like people are like, whatever, it's okay. I'm guessing, right?
Yes, but I also agree with you that I haven't liked Gen 8 or Gen 9, but I feel like people are starting to come around on like Gen 8 the way people are coming around on Gen 5.
Oh, it 100%
Gen 5.
Yeah.
100% happens. Yep. It happens like all the fucking time. When you get far enough removed from a generation of Pokemon, people go back and they're just like, yo, this is fucking great. They did it with Gen 5. People are doing it with Gen 6, Gen 7. It's fucking going to hit Gen 8 just as Gen 10 comes out. Guaranteed.
Yep, and then you'll have Gen 9.
And you'll be like, yo, Sword and Shield is great. That. I don't know why people are like hating on Sword and Shield. Because at that point, they'll probably have upgraded it for the Switch too because it runs like not that it runs bad on the Switch 2, but the frame rate is weird. The way it's like upscaled is weird. It looks very strange in the Switch 2. You play it on the Switch 1, it plays perfect. But the Switch 2 one is a little weird. They just updated BDSP for Switch 2 stuff. Which, I mean, sure, whatever. For all four people who are still actively playing BDSP, sure, go for it.
Yeah.
Fucking upgrade Legends Arceus and Sword and Shield, and fucking people will pop off, guaranteed.
I bet they announce Gen 10 or Gen 5 remakes.
I kind of hope that they don't do the same shit again.
It's Game Freak. It's all they do.
No. Here's the thing. Game Freak is not the one that was in charge of the Gen 4 remakes.
Oh, okay.
Game Freak didn't do that. They basically... what is it?
They outsourced it.
What the fuck is the company that though? I don't remember. But
was it Tencent? Whatever.
No, it wasn't Tencent.
No,
I can't remember what it was. It was like it was a four letter word. I can't remember. But either way, BDSP literally was a drag and drop of Diamond and Pearl, which were the worst entries in Gen 4. And I love Gen 4. They were the worst entries in Gen 4. So instead of doing any of the Platinum content or doing like Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire did, and they had like all the Rayquaza stuff and the Deoxys fight in a Delta episode, which they had like literally a brand new story that brought over Emerald content. Instead of doing something like that and actually using the Distortion World and Origin for Garatina and all that shit, they just went, nah, we'll just do the Diamond and Pearl shit again. You know, everybody liked those games, which they did, but they were, like, Platinum was way better.
Platinum was way better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think in 2026, I feel like specifically probably at the Game Awards, we're gonna get Yakuza 9, like a Dragon 9, whatever. And hopefully they'll have had a year to learn from the Kiwami 3 mistakes, but they're probably not. They're probably gonna retcon more deaths and make me even madder, and I'll be sad, but Ichiban will still be my favorite character of all time because he's so lovable and great. And then, but the game will not be about him enough, and it'll be about some random bullshit with Kiryu trying to, you know, no spoilers, but, you know, doing something. So, you know, that'll probably happen, I think, towards the end of the year. Any other predictions you guys got for gaming or
whatever prediction
bullshit? Ooh.
I bet GTA 6 does not win Game of the Year.
Dude.
Do you think GTA 6 comes out this year?
If GTA 6
it's supposed
doesn't.
To.
If GTA 6 doesn't do fucking like crazy numbers and win Game of the Year, they will 100% have dropped the ball.
I don't know what could beat it. I just have a feeling. Well,
James, yeah, I know it's supposed to come out.
The Expedition 33 of 2026.
I know it's supposed to come out this year, but do you think it actually will come out this year?
If it does, I don't know, man.
I think it does. I think they've delayed it enough, but I feel like if there's one thing that isn't perfect with it, they will just delay it again. Because I think they have the funds and resources to just be like, you know what? No, because at this point, it's got to be perfect, right?
Oh, yeah.
So.
I think it's going to be over 200 gigabytes.
Oh, 100%.
God, I don't think it's going to be, like, the crazy numbers that some leakers are saying, but I think it's going to be, like, upwards to, like, 250.
Okay.
I think it's going to be the first base game that costs $100.
No, I don't think so. I think it's going to probably cost $80, sure, and I think the first upgrade version is probably going to be $100, and then your Ultimate Edition is going to be, like, 120 or 130. That's almost guaranteed. Your collector's edition is like $400. Fuck you. That's nuts. But fucking I cannot believe that these fucking games are getting so goddamn fucking big.
And it's just like, because they realize that they just don't have to optimize for storage space anymore.
Yes! Yes!
It's like not because the games are actually bigger.
No, you know what's fucking hilarious and blows my goddamn mind? I don't know if I've talked about it before, but Helldivers 2 released a build of the game that what do they fucking call it on here? They call it the slim the prod slim is what it is, but it's the slim production of it, where they basically took basically what they do on consoles to limit the size, and they did it on PC because Helldivers 2 is literally approaching 130 gigs, and it is now 23.
Yeah, that's insane. I couldn't believe they did that. Like, I saw that when that happened.
It's insane. And it's like, if you could take a game that's, like, just say 120, right? And literally reduce it to a fucking fourth? A fourth of its fucking size, basically? You don't need a game that's fucking 200 gigs. That's ridiculous. Because what the fuck are you going to do? You're going to have your fucking SSD or your, you know, in your fucking console that's completely filled with one fucking game. You're like, oh, yeah, I'll just have COD on here because I play COD sometimes. And one other game because that's all I can fit in there. Like, what?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? Get a hard drive? No, the games, they fucking need to load faster than a fucking hard drive can load. That's like, cool, hard drives are great for long-term storage or a game that loads all its assets into your RAM, which is another issue now. But, like, games and shit is too goddamn fast. Look, where'd you go?
Did my camera turn off?
Yeah, your camera turned off.
Oh, I think I hit my cord on accident. Hold on.
GG's.
Oh, yeah, it's just gone. Ripped my camera. I was wondering what that noise was. I leaned back a little bit. I must have hit it.
Nice. Where was I? There's no reason for games to be like hundreds of gigabytes. Like, there's absolutely no way. There is so many compression methods, so many decompression methods, so many ways that you can have things even run off of hard drives, and again, load the assets into RAM. That eats a fucking lot of RAM, but but if you're gonna have your game be fucking hundreds of gigs, have it so people can have another fucking game on the goddamn console and not just your fucking game. Because it's not going to want, that's not going to make people want to play it because, oh yeah, it's the only game I got installed in my console. It's like, no, I'm going to get a fucking gigabit Ethernet connection and I'm going to fucking download whatever the hell I want because I'm just going to toss your game to the side, download this one, play this one through, and then when I'm done with it, I'll delete that one too. It's
hell yeah.
And then the fucking RAM. Oh my god, the fucking RAM situation. You guys saw that that OpenAI says they've made no money, right?
Yeah, good. They're gonna be losing money by next year.
I think they said they had $150 billion in investment and they've made nothing.
Good.
Music to my ears.
I have a game prediction involving AI.
A game prediction involving AI?
Yeah, I don't think AI is going to go away yet. I think in a couple years it might. But you know how EA got bought by the Saudis?
Yeah.
I think EA is going to say fuck it and just go like, because a lot of their games appeal to casual players, right? I feel like, and this is not my prediction, I've heard this somewhere else, but I feel like they're going to pick a game like The Sims and just fucking put a shit ton of AI in it.
You know what's funny? You know what's really, really fucking funny? You guys remember that game that came out that was like another life sim?
I forget what it's called, but I know exactly what you're talking about. That used a bunch of AI in it.
Was it Inzoi?
Yeah, Inzoi.
Yeah, they have an absolute ton of AI, and in the game there's AI generation where you can use it for like decorations and shit like that. Like, the whole game is basically like, we didn't want to do any work, here, we put AI in this shit. Have fun.
I feel like that's what, like, the next Sims is going to be. It's going to be like they're going to see the success of Inzoi, because it did do pretty well.
No, it didn't.
Really, it didn't? I thought
that
it did well.
That game's
it
pretty did, dead.
It looked bigger than it was because they paid like every content creator to play it.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. That makes sense.
So, like, all the people that I've seen that do Sims content of any variety, even if it's like Sims torture, like, they played this and they did like one thing on it and they were just like, well, this is boring.
Right.
But yeah, it definitely didn't do enough to stay relevant, I would say. It did well, but again, it's, you're paying content creators to do shit for your game so that people might buy it. And the content creators are like, yeah, I'm fucking bored, dude.
Yeah. I just feel like EA now is just going to fucking open face, just be like, yeah, hey, we're doing AI in The Sims.
Oh, 100%. Dude, I'm like tangentially in The Sims community, like I hear about it and stuff. But there's already been a huge exodus just from EA being bought, that like there are creators who are no longer associating themselves with The Sims, having been around The Sims since like The Sims 2. Like, these people are just like, nope, I'm not doing anything else with this game. That's it. Apparently also The Sims 4 is coming up on their last game edition stuff. So like The Sims mm-hmm. 4 is like ending. So like that's actually a game prediction this year. Sims 4 is done. No more content for Sims 4. Which I think is actually just true. But yeah, no.
You're just stating a fact, not a prediction.
Yeah, I mean, yes, sure. Yeah, I am. But anyway, but yeah, they've been like back and forth on like a new Sims game for like a while. There was something that they did that they decided to do, and they're like, nah, we're scrapping that, and they have something else that they were doing, and I think they just recently either scrapped that or walked it back or something like that, where they were just like, no, we're not happy with this. It's not unique enough. It's not like its own thing. It just looks like The Sims 4 Plus. Which, you know, whatever. Like, all the Sims things are, besides Sims 1 to Sims 2, it's completely different, every single one of them. But yeah, no, EA's 100% gonna go fucking balls to the wall, fucking throw AI in everything, and they've already destroyed their community. So whatever Sims 5 is gonna be, it's, I don't think people are gonna like it.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah. And it's not, it's partially probably because it's going to be AI, but also because like the Sims community is very whatchamacallit. They're the whole Sims community is very like LGBTQ friendly. And then, you know, the parent company gets bought by the Saudis. So there goes that, or any support you get for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I, for like real quick, for like 2 minutes, bring up a wrestling thing with James real quick?
You can bring up a wrestling thing with all four of us. Instead of just excluding me and Jason from the conversation.
No, yeah. You guys are welcome to the conversation. I just know that, like, James will understand what I'm talking about. Fucking, dude, one of my favorite wrestler maybe of all time, AJ Styles, is retiring on Saturday for sure. There's no way he wins. He's in a match where if he loses, he has to retire, and he's totally fucking retiring. I know JCH, you know who that is from TNA.
Yeah.
Days, I think. Yeah. He's in a match on Saturday at the Saudi Arabia Royal Rumble, funny enough. And, it's like if he loses, he retires, and he's 100% losing that match. And I'm going to be real sad that he's retiring in fucking Saudi Arabia, but that's WWE for you. The only reason I'm watching that show is because AJ's retiring, and I wouldn't be watching it otherwise. So, yeah, big rip. Dude, best match of TNA ever was that triple threat match he had. Gave Cena his best matches. Guy's a fucking legend. Fucking one of the best to ever do it.
I can just sit here and hope that maybe he goes somewhere else.
I can hope, but I don't think it's happening. I think he's just done. I think he wants to retire in WWE, and I think he's ready to be done. I hope he retires at WrestleMania instead, but I don't think it's happening. So, yeah, I just wanted to mention that the GOAT's retiring. This is like when Tom Brady retired.
And then didn't.
And then did. And then didn't.
Yeah. And it's wrestling, so most likely he'll be like, yeah, I'm actually back for a match. And then, you know, because no one in wrestling really retires unless your name's fucking, who am I thinking of? I'm blanking on names. I'm so tired. I'm sorry.
I don't know who you're thinking of. Because I can't think of anybody.
Sting.
Sting?
Sting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Musician?
No. Yeah, hold on. I'll send you a Sting pictures. We haven't done any pictures for this episode. I'll send you a GIF.
Did he ever officially retire in like 2016 or where the fuck he got hurt?
No, he never did.
Okay, then I guess that counts.
Here's a GIF of Sting taking a mask off of his face paint and revealing it's his face paint. He has done this multiple times. It's my favorite Sting thing.
That's fucking so stupid. I love it.
It's so silly, though.
Here's another one. Big reveal. Trying to find the best one in TNA where he throws a chair at somebody from the crowd that reveals it to him. But, yeah. Why is Venom there? Whatever. Venom? Rob, you said you had something you want to talk about. What's up, man?
Oh, yeah. No, so, first of all, as all four of us know, it's fucking cold recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite. So, was it Saturday that was like the first day that was like really fucking frigid?
Yeah.
Jason, remind me. That was Saturday?
It was Saturday.
Yeah. So, Dana had a weekend off for like the first time in like forever, like actual like Saturday, Sunday off, which she does not have at her new job, her job right now. She does not get that. So she's like, oh, you want to go? Well, let's go do something. Let's go make plans, do something, go somewhere. I was like, all right, cool. So, she suggested to go to this, aviation museum that's nearby us. So we went there on Saturday. I think it was in like maybe the mid teens, which was fucking hilarious. It was cold as shit. But it was actually like, it wasn't like that bad, which is surprising. Anyway, regardless, we were just like, oh man, it's gonna be so cold. Maybe we just want to go. Maybe we should go. We went. We had a really good time. But during the whole thing, they have like a early aviation, World War I, World War II, that sort of thing. But we were looking for one specific plane, but we were looking for a plane that had a certain shape. Because Dana has a piece that she needs a plane reference for. So we're looking around, we're just like, oh, maybe that one? No, it's not got that. How about this? No, it's not got that. So we managed to find one that like fit what she needed perfectly. And we're just like, oh man, where's the, there's gotta be a thing around here that there's gotta be like a, you know, gotta be an information tablet somewhere here that has what this plane is, what we are, where it's from, that sort of stuff. So lo and behold, as we're thinking out loud, this dude had to be at least in his like mid to late 80s, if not at least 90 years old. Museum worker. He was like, this is his job. His job was to walk around the museum and like be an information guy for people because he was into aviation. Holy shit. This guy like knew his shit big time. This is not a, oh, I'm in it for the money, I just have to do something to keep me at. No, 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 no. This is his fucking passion. Like, so we basically go, oh, what's that one? And he lists off, like, he's like, oh, it's like this, there was this and this. This is why it came out. This is this, there is this, this, this. I'm like, holy shit. Like, this dude just info dumped so much, and all of it was super interesting. And I like, yeah, he works in a museum. He probably does this, like, you know, 30, 40 times a day to different people. Like, oh, that plane. Oh, this, 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 this. But, like, he just, there's just this old gentleman. He's just walking around, just happened to overhear us going, oh, wow, where's the thing for this plane? And he just let us have all of the information, literally everything. There was information needed about that plane. He's just like, yep, this. Like, I have it right here. So, obviously he's not going to watch this, but shout out to him. That man is a fucking gem. Love him. Man who's doing it for the love of the game and not doing it for the love of the money.
What if he does watch this? What if his other passion is the Diga 101 podcast?
Dude, if he fucking watches this, that's dope as hell. This dude just shot up another, like, three tiers in my book, where he's already, like, the top fucking tier of just guys. He's just, like, a dude being a guy for the... fucking love him.
I love that you said doing it for the love of the game.
Doing it for literally. You could tell this dude was literally, like, he had the most passion for airplanes that you've ever seen.
I love it.
Yeah. Big fan of that guy. Big, big fan.
I'm also a big fan of that random guy.
Yeah. You would have liked him, Logan. You would have liked him.
I would have. Oh, shit. All right. You should introduce me. You should call him and put me on the phone with him.
Yeah. Because I...
All right, yeah, go talk to him at the museum wherever you guys were at. Put him on the phone with me and let him info dump on me.
Yeah. No, I'm just going to kidnap you.
I have a
you.
Buddy that has so here, many questions you... for you.
I have no questions. I'm just going to let him talk. I'm just going to listen, like, patiently.
Oh, yeah. Because that's literally what it is. It's just like this.
You gotta get him on FaceTime, have him like walk around the museum and like tell you about things.
A personalized museum tour. Oh man!
It's like, well, you see, Logan, this one over here.
Tour. All right, DJ trip. We you know, this guy's pretty old. We gotta do this pretty quickly. We gotta go and get a get a fucking tour from this guy about planes.
That's so mean, bro.
I did just facts.
Just facts. That's all he's got. Just facts. Just facts. I know. That was awesome, and I love that. And it's just like we were just like debating whether to go or not. I was like, oh, it's kind of, you know, it's real fucking cold. Like, is it worth it to go to the museum? We went, had a fucking great time. Met a dude who just absolutely adores his job. He gets to talk about his passion all fucking day long.
That's awesome.
Like, you did that over the weekend?
Oh yeah, we went over this weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, I went to
literally before it was snowing. Like, it was supposed to snow that evening, and we were just like, I'll just go.
While it was snowing, I went to a Detroit Pistons game downtown. Ooh, as fun. Like a late birthday gift. Sat down and immediately spilled half a beer all over my dad, so that was cool. that was great. And then I had to fucking stand in or sit in it the entire fucking time. So that was pretty cool.
Fun.
Yeah.
I should have taken a picture of the can. It was fucking mangled.
Because I fucking, being in the cold with that.
I actually leaned against it and just fucking crushed it, and it just exploded all over. So that was cool. Very cool. Very cool way
to. It sounds very cool. It's very, very almost too cool. Almost cold. Almost frigid, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that was awkward.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to be fucking think of funny topics when fucking I have to keep seeing shit about Minnesota and ice. it's really fucking hard today. I'm fucking, like, I don't want to talk about, like, I want this podcast to be like an escape from like politics and all that stuff, right? Because I want it to be funny and all that. But fucking people just getting shot in the streets is a fucking problem. And it's ridiculous. I don't know if I'm going to keep this in, but, you know.
I mean, keep
this in. I'm trying, man.
Fuck ice.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck ice.
You know, it is distinct, because I feel like there's a point where you have to speak up and you have to have a stance on things when people are getting murdered by federal agents in the streets and people are trying to justify it. Awful. Just awful.
It's fucking worse.
And no one, everyone should be appalled, but it is what it is.
I feel like the thing is with that, I feel like they're just attacking Minnesota so hard because like they just have some kind of vendetta with Tim Walz.
Oh, 100%.
Like, yeah. It's just like they're literally just bullying like a sweet old man. And like, yeah, like he maybe isn't taking as much action as he should have or should, but like,
the thing is, if he does take action, right, beyond what he's doing, which he's doing the correct thing, I would say right now, by denouncing ICE, denouncing what they're doing, taking one of their leaders to one of their big shots to a I forget what it is, but he's trying to prosecute him with something. I forget exactly what's going on with that, but he's also doing the correct thing by taking the Minnesota National Guard, right? And instead of like going and like fighting against the ICE agents or anything like that, or like trying to like do whatever, what he's having them do is basically taking coffee, donuts, water, like, you know, warm food and drink, and providing it to protesters, people who are out, the homeless, the whole nine. He's literally just trying to take care of Minnesota citizens. And that is the correct thing to do, because if he starts a fight with the federal government, they're just going to federalize everything and he's going to have no way to fight back. All of Minnesota is going to have no way to fight back.
Yeah. It's got out of hand, and two people have died in a week.
Yeah.
It's
fucking awful. Fuck
yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's been fucking on my mind fucking all week. And yesterday the drafts were a fucking great escape from that, because holy shit, those were a great time. But I just haven't been able to get out of my head the entire time, because it's
scary fucking shit.
Yeah. I'm angry. I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I fucking... Yeah, there's no... Like, this is, like, the best I can do. Because, I mean, I don't live there, obviously. It happens, you know, around me, too. Not nearly as bad. But, you know, it happens everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
I mean, yeah, we're getting hit, Rob.
Yeah. There's a website that has spottings. Like, around here. Like, I'm like, I literally looked at one of them. I'm just like, oh shit, I fucking know where this is. I drive past this fucking place. I know where that fucking is.
Yeah.
Which is horrifying. It's a fucking horrifying thought to think these absolute menaces are literally like, they're around the place where my fucking grandmother lives. I'm like, this is insane. It's like, sure, she's not going to be outside of the fucking house, but like, this is where my fucking family lives. Like, yeah, this is where all of our fucking families live. This is ridiculous. Like, yeah, it's happening around you, it's happening around all of us. It's not, like Minnesota is a big one.
Very small area compared to you guys, and it's happening here. So it's like...
Yeah.
They're taking kids out of schools around here.
Yeah, it's not about illegal immigrants either. It's not about anything like that. It is literally about causing damage to blue states, basically. It's literally just causing damage to blue states. Like, because if you look at the amount of illegal immigrants, obviously that are known of in Minnesota versus someplace like Texas or Florida, there's way more in Texas and Florida than there are in Minnesota, like 10 times more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not... It's not about the illegal immigrants. It's not about that.
And even if it was about that, it doesn't matter. These are fucking human beings. And if you live in America and don't like immigrants, you're in the wrong country, because this country was built by immigrants.
Yeah.
The foundation is immigrants. We are all fucking immigrants, if you want to go that far back in history.
This country is built by immigrants on illegitimately obtained soil. Like, we yeah. took, we, the, like, we as immigrants took this place from the people who lived here before. And if you can't just accept somebody who wants to be in this country for a better life for themselves and for their families, then you are on the wrong side of history.
Yeah, exactly. Like, should immigration be looked at a different way? Because it's so hard to get go through proper immigration. Yeah, there should be changes in that system. This is not it. This is not the change. This is taking people off the streets. This is murdering people on the streets. This is, or people from their homes who are actual legal citizens in some cases. This is splitting up families. This is horrible conditions in prisons. This is just inhumane. And I guess we set our stance on this now. It's such a prevailing thing right now that it's hard to not to talk about anything else. So I hope if you made it through this episode, because, you know, I don't think it was our best one personally.
Yeah.
If you made it through this episode,
we weren't really funny. We were more just like, hey, let's talk about anime and games. Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about wrestling and about a guy who literally works his passion every day. Like, fucking props to him again.
Yeah. Be more and like that we, guy.
Then be more like the guy who works at the Aviation Museum and loves his job every single day, and be less like the people murdering citizens in the streets.
But I hope if you made it there, you can allow us to have that moment to talk about something political and something a pressing issue where we live. And I hope next week it'll go back to being more of an escape, comedy and funny and having a good time. But like I said, I hope that we can have this moment to have this conversation. And so without further ado, I was picked to do the outro. So now I got a fucking outro after that one. Sorry, I had a cough attack.
Logan, be sure to mention that if they do want something funny, we have drafts and stuff funny for the sake of funny.
It's outro time. It is my time now. So thank you all for watching the DJ 101 podcast. I am very tired, so I am happy to end this off here. If you enjoyed the episode, which, maybe go enjoy another episode.
Please, enjoy one of our better ones.
Yeah, please check us out. Not a good start to season 2, but that's okay. Please check us out everywhere: YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Go, give us stars and at least one of the stars, but maybe perhaps 4 or 5 if you're feeling generous. And be sure to subscribe and do everything to support us, because goddamn, is it fun to make this podcast? Most of the time. And yeah, check out some drafts that we got coming out. They should be out in the next couple weeks here. Definitely check out the combo. The supermarket draft's great. Definitely check out the combo draft if you want to see the peak of what we can offer. And with that, I leave you with this message to end episode 37. Fuck ice. Bye.